Go your own way with Isuzu Utes Get Up and Go Sale. Pick up the Isuzu D-Max 4x4 LSU Crew Cab Ute for just $44,990 drive away. For terms and conditions, hurry to your local Isuzu Ute dealer today.
Yeah, obviously never an easy decision to make. Last season was a difficult one, which I hurt my ankle. It's had a bit of everything to finish off on, and still recovering from an ankle reconstruction. So I've got fond memories of my time in the game, and I'm so grateful to have spent a fair bit of that time here at the Sydney Swans. A fantastic place, a special place, and full of great people.
Kurt Tippett yesterday announced his retirement from the world of AFL football, and I'm not sure who was expecting it. Maybe Tom Harley was. We'll talk to him about it. He's the head of football up there at the Swans after being a premiership captain at the Cats next to Jimmy Bartel's locker for many, many years. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. Did you know this was coming, or when did you know this was coming?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly did know it was coming. Kurt, at the end of the season, clearly struggled towards the end of the season with injuries throughout the season, to be honest, and it required a full ankle reconstruction, which was in October. And I think the toll of that. Look, he was recovering well. Would have been past fit to play later on. He hadn't yet got up to speed running, but I guess the decision from Kurt's point of view was not being able to get to the level that he would like to in his own mind. And so we had a discussion late last year and really wanted to sort of get through the start of the recovery and get through the Christmas period and see where he was at with that. And he came and made the decision to retire. So, it was his call, and we worked our way through that. And obviously the announcement was yesterday afternoon.
Howes, the obvious question is, and you sort of started to talk us through it, is why now and the difficulty it causes for your list management. Obviously, if it happens, if he retires at the end of the season, you've got an extra spot on your list as well as salary cap, and you can approach things differently in trade and draft period.
Yeah, Jimmy, it's a good question. I guess there was the uncertainty last year. As I said, Kurt had a significant ankle injury. It wasn't sort of career ending. He was going through his rehab, wanted to give himself and us the best chance to get back and play. I guess the fact that the rookies can play now probably softens the blow a bit, but you're right, the reality is we're a player down for the season, and that's just the reality of it. With regards to salary caps and contracts, I understand it's topical for everyone, and there's discussions that I'll have with Kurt and his manager to ensure that it's the best outcome for both parties, but from our end, certainly no malice, and that might be a difficult thing for some people to understand, but from our end, handled really well by Kurt and his management and family.
Do you think we ever got to see the best of Kurt at Sydney?
Look, in my time, Jimmy, I'm going to my fourth season. He had a patch for about the first half of, I reckon it might have been 2016, before he tore his hamstring, which was down the bottom near his knee. And I would argue strongly he was in the All-Australian Ruckman in that period of time. He was kicking goals and really running amok as another sort of tall midfielder. But injuries, the facts are, really, really crippled him. And so I think it's probably fair to say that certainly the last couple of years we didn't. And only Kurt really knows how that impacted him, not only physically but mentally as well. So, look, everyone's going to have an opinion. We understand he's a high-profile player. But from our point of view, I think like all footballers, Jimmy, as long as you can put your head on the pillow at the end of the day and say you gave it your all, Kurt certainly did that. So he goes off into retirement and starts a new phase of his life this morning.
I'm glad you said that, Tom, about him playing that footy, because we were talking about it earlier this morning, a robust discussion about 5 o'clock about Tippett and about whether he was a forward, whether he was a ruck. And I keep going back to that sort of 12-week sequence where he was dominating games as that sort of ruck that could push forward and kick a goal.
Yeah, no, he certainly was. It was as good a big man footy as I've seen. And I guess that's the thing. I mean, the game has evolved, and probably the evolution of the game's impacted that position maybe more than any other. We've seen, obviously, some teams just go with the single ruck. Some teams go with a ruckman like a Jack Watts that gets around the ground. We've predominantly gone with two rucks. And so if you go with two rucks, you've really got to impact the scoreboard or certainly at least contribute significantly elsewhere on the field, and Kurt was doing that at that point in time. So yeah, he had a serious injury from that against the Giants. It was mid-season, where quite a unique one, where he tore his hamstring off the tendon, but down the bottom, not up the top. Had surgery and came back to play in the finals, broke his jaw. He certainly played under a lot of duress, which I don't think he's been given enough credit for.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. Can I ask you, though, with what's happened to Kurt, and then if you throw Ben Griffiths into the mix as well at Richmond, does the AFL need to have a look at potentially changing list lodgements or something whereby if someone can't get through a pre-season that they can actually make that decision around now where the club isn't actually disadvantaged?
Yeah, possibly. I think, as I've mentioned off the top, the extension through the CBA allowing rookie listed players to play. And I think even when looking at the stats from the rookie draft, you would have noticed that a lot more recycled players or, you know, AFL-listed players were picked up in the rookie draft, and that's certainly with an eye for them to play. So all of a sudden your squad goes from 38 to 40 up to 44 to 46. And so I guess that's a bit of an insurance mechanism for these sorts of things. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, they're all different circumstances. Ty Vickery was another one after this lodge from Hawthorn. So, you know, time will tell as to whether this is the trend. I think it's probably fair to say it's not ideal, but it's certainly the landscape makes it more palatable than probably previously since the new CBA.
Harles, your off-season probably wasn't as big as far as player movement, but you had a lot of movement in your coaching ranks. Stewie Jew, fantastic result, getting the head coaching job up at Gold Coast. Henry Playfair is very well respected for his coaching abilities, I think, going to St Kilda. But you signed the mad scientist, Stevie Cheeseball Johnson, to your coaching panel.
We did. Jimmy was there. There was a lot of change. We've had, obviously, Steve come in. Dean Cox came in as a replacement, I guess a headcount replacement for Stewie Jew, which was late, given Dewey got that role towards the end of during the trade period, it was, actually. So we've had some change, but change is good. We had a really stable group there for a long period of time, and headed by Stewie Jew and Henry that were there with John from the outset. So if Steve comes in as a first-year coach, and, you know, first-year coaches are... that's an experience that Steve hasn't had before. He's a footy IQ's elite, and it's more about picking up the actual art of coaching, which I'm really confident about. He's made a really strong impression. He'll be coaching the forwards. And Dean Cox was the other one. He's been a four-year assistant coach at West Coast. So with regards to sort of picking up the nuances of coaching, he's got that. And he'll look after the midfielders with Brett Kirk and obviously the big men as well. And Reece Shaw, who was voted assistant coach of the year, has been elevated from the NEFL to the defensive coach. So nice change up. I know the coaching group's really invigorated and looking forward to getting into the games in a couple of weeks' time.
As I'm sure the players are. Don't need to ask who's flying because we know everyone is, which is great news for everyone. Harles, always nice to chat, mate. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on any time.
Absolutely. We'll hold your number. Don't you worry about that. Tom Harley, head of football at the Sydney Swans. Kurt Tippett retiring after 178 games, 74 of those with the Sydney Swans.